This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Dan Kraft, special projects reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Dan, as we move, first of all, welcome back.
Thank you.
As we move closer to November 6th, many more stories about elections, including one that you've been working on.
Right. And actually, the one I've been working on comes out this Sunday. And the basic premise is that Election Day doesn't really start November 6th anymore.
That's right.
It starts Monday.
So Monday is the first day of early voting.
That's right.
How many people early vote?
Take a guess. What would you think?
Are you asking me by percentage or by sheer numbers?
Sure, percentage of the people
of the eventual
that turn out.
Vote. Yeah. And are in Washington County or?
It's rising everywhere.
Okay. I'm going to say about 20%.
You would be maybe halfway there.
40?
Could be. Easily a third is what everyone's expecting this time around. It's been climbing. It was 10% and held steady that way for many years, several decades. But starting in about 1996, particularly in a presidential election, you see the numbers start spiking. It was 37% statewide in 2008, last presidential turn. And even, I believe, Benton County, 44% last time around. It's not as many for the what we call off-term elections or for primaries.
Or school board or
– No, you'll still see. Yeah. Actually, in school board, you can see very high percentages, particularly with school elections, but very, very low turnout.
Gotcha.
But
gotcha.
The early vote is really cranked up a lot in the big election cycles over the past three or four cycles.
Any idea why the increase?
The biggest factor everybody cites is simple convenience.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you've got 2 weeks to do it, if say you live further outside of town and you're only coming in once a week, you don't have to make that trip on Tuesday, even to your polling place. You happen to be around, it doesn't even have to be the clerk's office. There's off-site voting in quite a few different areas now. The rodeo grounds in Springdale, people in Siloam do not have to drive over. They've got one set up for the Benton County clerk over there. And you don't have to worry about coming out on November 6th.
The clerk's offices like it, or does it seem to be more work for them?
They don't mind. It's Election Day is pretty hectic there as well. And their preference actually is, particularly if you've changed your name, your address, anything, early vote, because then they can call and clear anything up where the lines are jammed on Election Day.
Anything else that surprised you?
The fact that, early voting is going way up. It's taking a lot of strain off Election Day itself, although there's plenty of remains, it doesn't seem to be bringing in new voters. It's strictly another option, it seems, for folks who would have voted anyway. It doesn't appear to be bringing in the folks who wouldn't have come on Election Day. Their early voting is not probably going to get them involved.
And those are the first returns we'll see the night of the 6th, right?
That's right. Almost every election commission in Arkansas will everybody else is out polling that day. They'll take all the early, the absentee, the overseas, we're lumping them all in as early of one sort or another. They'll have those counted up and that tally ready to release before they have to start counting the stuff that's coming in from the polls. Now, state law says they can't release it until 8 p.m.
Sure.
Because that's half an hour after the polls close. They don't want anybody
influenced.
Right. Even if when the polls close at 7:30, there may still be people in line.
But it's important to realize that since these early voters are coming from all sorts of different precincts, you can't really judge anything from those first returns.
It can be real hard to say which votes are coming from where and whether there might be some sort of a lean one way or the other that they don't necessarily provide the same accurate view of the way the election is going to turn out they may have in years past.
And I do know that at least where I have early voted, you have paper or machine option.
That's changing somewhat as well, at least in some areas, because particularly this time around, there's a two-page ballot. There are so many different precincts because every time someone draws a new line for a school board or a state legislative district, the precincts keep getting divided up so much that there are so many different ballot faces. You could walk into an early voting site and they could have to select from hundreds, literally, of ballot faces to make sure you get the right ballot.
Right, because a legislative district might overlap a city ward.
But if you're not in that school district, if you're in the corner, you got to have a different ballot.
Right.
And the logistics of carrying all those different ballots and having them all available at all the early voting sites isn't practical. So a lot of the early voting sites will be electronic ballot only.
Okay. And then you also have those casino things on the paper ballot that have now been struck off, but the ballots had to be printed first.
And depending on, like I said, what your ballot face looks like, which races you have, Your second page might not even need to go into a machine because it's all things that have been thrown off. But mine,
right?
Because I have different races listed, something they need to count could still be on that other sheet.
Monday, first day of early voting, and that's statewide.
That is statewide.
All right.
A few states have already started, but it's always been 2 weeks before the election for Arkansas.
Any Saturday voting in Arkansas?
There is. They changed that law about a decade ago where the clerk's offices do have to offer some Saturday hours in order to accommodate early voters. I believe it's 8:30 to noon, but I could be wrong about that.
Right. Thank you, Dan.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Dan Kraft is the Special Projects Reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.